in this bulletin. A fresh push for vaccination in Sydney as the lockdown continues and coronavirus cases rise. Queensland extends its lockdown after 13 new COVID-19 cases were recorded in the state. And in sport, the Matildas to take on Sweden at the Tokyo Olympics. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New South Wales has recorded 207 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and one death, with at least 50 of the cases active in the community during their infectious period. The results come after more than 117,000 tests in the state to 8 o'clock last night. There has also been an outbreak in an aged care facility in Summer Hill. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the main form of transmission remains in workplaces and households, which is where authorities are focusing their efforts.
That is what we're trying to break the back of moving forward. Can I stress that August is the month where all of us should come forward and get vaccinated? It will be a combination of seeing where the case numbers are in a month's time, as well as the rate of vaccination, that determines what August 29 looks like.
Australian Defence Force troops will join New South Wales Police patrolling streets of Sydney's southwest and west to ensure COVID-19 health orders are being observed in those areas where the virus is surging. The 300 ADF troops will reinforce the efforts of police on Monday, patrolling and door knocking to ensure people are complying with self-isolation and stay-at-home orders in the hotspots in 8 Sydney local government areas. The military support was requested by Police Commissioner Mick Fuller on Thursday when New South Wales reported a record 239 COVID-19 cases, a figure that was matched again on Sunday. Queensland has extended its lockdown in 11 local government areas until 4 p.m. on Sunday after the state recorded 13 new local cases of COVID-19. There were also 2 cases in hotel quarantine. 13 of the new cases are all linked to the current outbreak in the last few days, bringing this total in the state to 31. 7 new cases are students from Ironside State School, 5 are related to the school, including household members or family contacts, and 1 case is linked to a confirmed case from the karate school. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young is urging people across the state to get tested if they have any symptoms.
Now, I am asking for people outside Brisbane to also make sure they get tested, so people outside the southeast corner, because I don't know where this virus has already moved to. So just because you live outside one of those 11 LGAs, don't feel comfortable.
Victoria has recorded 2 new local cases of COVID-19 from more than 21,000 tests as health authorities declare the end of the state's Delta outbreak is drawing near. Both cases are linked to Victoria's current outbreaks and were in isolation for their entire infectious period. Health Minister Martin Foley says the state has also decided to impose further restrictions on people travelling from New South Wales into Victoria that come into effect from 11:59 p.m. tomorrow.
Fines will apply for people using the border bubble permit exception for non-essential reasons. And just remind everyone that the fine is up to $5,492.
There are 134 active cases in Victoria, down from 27 on Sunday. In sport, the Matildas will take centre stage at the Tokyo Olympics today when they face Sweden in a semi-final clash that's arguably the biggest game in their history. Australia's women's football team are in the final 4 of the Olympics or World Cup for the first time following their epic 4-3 quarterfinal win over Great Britain. They will at least match the Olly Roos' 4th place finish in 1992 and contend for a medal. Australia haven't beaten Sweden in 11 games, stretching back 24 years, including a 4-2 loss in their group stage encounter, but they will take heart from having a 2-1 lead earlier in that game. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, cloudy 17. Adelaide, showers developing 16. Melbourne, sunny 15 degrees. Hobart, mostly sunny 13. Canberra, a possible late shower 15. Wollongong, much the same 19. Sydney, a late shower, 19 degrees. Newcastle, similar conditions, 20. Brisbane, a partly cloudy day, 25. Cairns, mostly sunny, 29. And Darwin, also sunny, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.